Lutheran Leaders. As we approach the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, we take a brief look at the lives of influential and important Lutheran leaders and theologians. This month, J. P. Kaler, 1859 to 1951. For 49 years, John Philip Kaler had faithfully served the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod, Wells, as a parish pastor, a professor at Northwestern College, and a professor and president of the Wauwatosa Seminary. Then, in 1929, the seminary board suspended him from teaching and administrative duties, and in 1930 fired him. He then had to leave seminary housing, so he moved to Neillsville, Wisconsin, to a house which his son had built for him. In 1933, the Wells met in convention and formally severed its relationship with Kaler, because Kaler was in fellowship with those with whom Wells was not, namely the members of the Protestant Conference. J.P. Kaler was born on January 17, 1859, in Manitowoc, Wisconsin, to Pastor Christian Philip Kaler and his wife, Apollonia née Schick. 5 years previously, Kaler's father, who was a confessional Lutheran, had been sent by the Laugenburger Mission Society in Germany to North America. Kaler, along with John Schaller and August Pieper, attended Northwestern College in Watertown, Wisconsin, and then Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, Missouri, where all three studied under C.F.W. Walter, Franz Pieper, and George Steckhardt. Their years overlapped at both institutions, and all were appreciative of Walter. However, after the three had joined the Wells Seminary in Wauwatosa, they developed what became known as the Wauwatosa Theology, partly in reaction to Walter's heavy emphasis on dogmatics and citation theology. By contrast, they emphasized the importance of careful, original exegesis of God's Word. Kaler graduated from St. Louis in 1880 and then served with his father for 2 years, from 1882 to 1888. He served St. John Lutheran in Two Rivers, Wisconsin, and then accepted a call from Northwestern College. In 1900, he joined the seminary at Wauwatosa, where he taught New Testament exegesis, church history, hermeneutics, liturgy, and church music. He was talented in many fields. President John Schaller died in the influenza epidemic in 1918 to 1920, and Kaler became college president. In 1924, Kaler was granted a year's sabbatical. During his absence, the faculty of Northwestern College expelled some students who had been stealing from town businesses. The board reinstated them over the faculty's objections, and Kaler's son was among those who resigned in protest of the reinstatement. There were also other problems elsewhere in the synod. In 1926, a certain Pastor Beitz penned a conference paper that called on the synod to repent of legalism. Synodical officials strongly disagreed and asked the seminary to prepare an opinion. August Pieper wrote a response that accused Beitz of slander, mixing justification and sanctification, and false doctrine. Kaler had signed the opinion with the understanding that the opinion would not be made public and that Kaler would speak with Beitz. The opinion, however, was made public. Kaler revoked his signature and then issued an opinion that Bites was careless in his use of language, but was not guilty of false doctrine. Pieper and J.P. Meyer wrote a response condemning Kaler's, quote, historical viewpoint, end quote. Kaler wrote a clarification in 1929, whereupon the seminary board suspended him. He subsequently left Wauwatosa and eventually aligned himself with the Protestant Conference. Kaler's two most notable publications are his Lehrbuch der Kirchengeschichte, it's a textbook of church history, written in 1917, and The History of the Wisconsin Synod, published in 1970. Historian Jaroslav Pelikan rated the Kirchengeschichte as, quote, the outstanding work of its kind to come out of American Lutheranism, regardless of synod, end quote. Kaler died in Neillsville on September 30, 1951. He was preceded in death by his wife in 1938 and his eldest son Carl in 1948. Our author is Stephen Karp, pastor of St. Stephen Lutheran Church in Hayward, California.